Hi and welcome to my podcast, Pure Happy Healthy. My name is Leandra Haupt, I'm your host, and I will speak in a solo episode for you today. And before I start, I have some exciting news. I will change the format of my podcast a little bit, as I feel I have so many different topics I want to touch on, and it felt a bit chaotic and confusing sometimes for me, but maybe also for you, in terms of how I chose my conversation partner or what topics did I talk about or did I talk about with a guest. So I want to structure it a little bit more, and I will have a Mindful Me, which is a solo episode where I share stories of my life and share with you my biggest takeaways from that. And yeah, we'll have that once a month and just touch on different topics that really resonate with me and that I want to speak about for a little bit longer. And then the next one will be Mindful Model, because as you know, I'm modeling since quite a while, and I always hear a lot of weird misconceptions about modeling and a lot of prejudices. And I've met so many inspiring models on my path, so many mindful models with so many things to tell and so smart. So I would love to interview all of them and the models I find that have something to say, because I want to show that models are not only stupid and pretty, but actually have a lot of cool stories to tell, and yeah, so much knowledge and wisdom to share. So there will be a monthly episode about that. And the next one will be Mindful Master. So I will speak with a thought leader or expert in a different field, and we'll just dive deep into the conversation, as I've done before on my podcast interview, all about the topics pure, happy and healthy, obviously. So we will hear experts speaking in that episode, and that will also obviously come on a monthly basis. And the last one is Mindful Mensch, because I have a lot of listeners from Germany, and I know a lot of really interesting and amazing masters of their field in Germany. And they are sometimes so good, they are so good in what they do, but their English is not so good, unfortunately. So yeah, I will just stick in German so they can tell all the knowledge. I'm sorry for all the English-speaking population here. You will have to miss out on 1 week only, though. And yeah, good for the German listeners. You will have a special German episode once a month. So yeah, that being said, I'm really excited to start this whole new series and this whole new concept with a Mindful Me today. And I will speak about how we can do different things which we are talented in, and how we should listen less to what society tells us about us and about what we do. I have come to realize in the past years that I'm a scanner personality. And for the ones who are not familiar with that term, it means that you have so many different interests in various fields, and you love everything that you do, and that you can really dive deep in all of these aspects. But it also could mean that you get bored pretty quick just doing one thing, at least that what it means to me. And I've always realized that I'm interested in so many things in the world, because I'm naturally a really curious person. And I was always really good at everything concerning with art, drawing, handcrafting, painting, pottery, etc., etc. But I also really loved when we had theater or film games, actings in school. And I always played the main role, and that was so much fun to me. I loved the acting and dressing up, and I would play at home dressing up as different characters of my favorite movies and then replaying the scenes. And I really, really loved that. But I also loved building with Lego, or with, we had these little wooden pieces where you could build a lot of different stuff. And we had these little Märklin trains. So I also loved that technical stuff and that building stuff. So I was talented already as a child in very many different fields. I think it's so great when parents support that and don't only get one piece of playing toys for their kids, because like this you can really try yourself already as a child, try yourself out in all the different fields and really check what you like and what you can do. Anyway, so that being said, I already grew up with different fields that I liked, and it just continued like that over my school career time. I was really talented at math and chemistry, for example, but then also at art and languages. So it is not only like you can do one thing and you suck at the others, it's really possible that you are into many different things. And then, unfortunately, we hear so often people from outside telling us what we can do and what we should do and what we can't do, as for men and for women, for example. I feel that women often get told they're really good with handcrafts and with art and languages, but men are not. And men are good with math and chemistry and engineering and informatics and stuff like this. And I don't know if maybe we have a biological trait that the percentage is higher from men being good at these fields and women being better at the other fields. But I think the society plays a really big role in terms of how we think we're capable of something. So if you get told as a child already that you're not good at math as a girl and that you should be really good with art and languages, you probably think about yourself that you will be good in these fields, and maybe your parents also push you towards that direction in terms of never buying Lego or buying like a chemistry box for you, or never doing a math game but always doing language games or putting you into a painting class. Of course you will be better in this field. So society has, and especially the household we grew up, has such a big role of what we think we're good at. But I think in the end that you can be really good at everything that you're curious about and that you want to find out more. Because have you ever written like a thesis, maybe for school or university, about a topic that you really, really didn't like? No matter if it was a class that you actually like, if you don't like the topic, it's just not fun dealing with it. And then you obviously don't want to put a lot of effort into it because it's not fun and you're not interested in that topic. And then you maybe will have a worse grade than if it's a topic that you really, really interested in and that you want to find out more about and and that you're just burning for, and you're so curious and you want to find out everything about it, you will probably be better at that. So once we have that curiosity about something and the interest of learning, learning will be easy no matter what it is. And if you also tell yourself that learning is easy and you will be able to learn something with effortless ease, it will be this way. I know so many people here in Germany don't speak German because they tell themselves German is so hard. German is so difficult, and I think I won't be able to ever speak it, or I can't learn it. When you tell yourself that, of course you won't be able to learn it, because your mindset is determining the way you see things and is determining the way you learn also. And then your mind is already blocking that ability to learn something and to show that curiosity and to show that interest in, for example, learning another language. And that's why you won't be able to learn the language. So the first approach in terms of being interested or like doing a lot of things is curiosity and telling yourself that you're able to do it. It's all about the mindset. No matter what you do, it is so interesting. I get more and more to the root that everything you do is about your mindset. So whatever it is that you want to do more of or that you would like to learn, tell yourself that it's easy and open yourself up to be curious and open yourself up to show interest and maybe even remember back in your childhood. Maybe you used to like that thing already in your childhood, but then society told you that you couldn't do it for whatever reason or you got away from it and therefore just learned it. But just remember back that you were able to learn so many things when you were little and that you were probably really curious about so many things. So anyways, I have a lot of different interests because the world has so many different aspects and so much to learn and so much to dive into. And I always thought that is wrong because society wants us to go into a job and then work in that job for the rest of our life, every single day, 9 till 5, or maybe even longer, or starting earlier. And not every person is this way. I do get it that a lot of people like the stability and like going to a very stable job, and maybe they even like doing it, what they do in a 9 till 5, but not everyone is like this. And I know enough people who are so unhappy in their 9 till 5 job, and they do something they hate every single day because we get told that it's not okay to maybe pursue different things that we like, or we get told we're not good enough for it, or we get told that you cannot make money with that, especially if it's about arts or the, let's say, typical woman jobs, that they're not paid enough well. And that's why we end up doing maybe something completely else than we actually want to do. And I was at that point, I thought I would have to work in an office. And I've actually tried it, being in a 9 till 5 job for, I wasn't really successful. I just ended up being there a few months. And I really realized how it's really bad for my health, my mental health. And I just couldn't do it. I felt stuck. I felt horrible in my own skin, and I ended up stopping to work there and just pursued as a freelancer doing different things because I need to do different things at the same time. And if you follow my podcast for a while, you know that I've been working as a photographer first and then got discovered as a model. I started working as a model and actress and meanwhile as a barista. And now I'm a hypnotherapist and I do coaching sessions for healthy nutrition and still do the modeling and obviously this podcast. So as you hear, I already tried a lot of different things and I changed throughout my life. And people are so scared of this change because we're so, focused on that one thing that we should find, that we should do 9 till 5, 5 days a week or 6 days a week, every single day of our life until the end. But who says that? Honestly, guys, who says that? You are a free person. There are so many ways to make money and you can do it with 5 jobs if you want. I work a lot of different jobs and I like to have the variety in my life. I like to have every day look different and I like to discover new things about these different fields and maybe not knowing how the next week looks like, maybe being more spontaneously about it. But open yourself up if you want to, if that's what you actually want to do, for change and to constantly grow. Because I, in my experience, felt that one thing leads automatically into the other. I started with the modeling, with the photography first, then I met the people in the industry, that's what led me to modeling. And then from modeling, I easily stepped over to acting as well. And then by living a really healthy lifestyle, all meanwhile, I got into the coaching with the healthy nutrition. And as I love coffee at the same time, I got to become a barista at the same time. So if you open yourself up to all the new opportunities that life brings, life will flow. Life wants to be in flow. And you can jump into that flow, because automatically when the time is right, life will guide you to the next. And I think it's deeply connected to trust yourself, but also to trust in life. Because if you do not do trust in life and in yourself, of course it will be difficult to make that jump. But number one step is trusting yourself and trusting life. Life is always for us. Life will always bring us the right opportunities at the right time. And then it's on us to see them and to jump in and open ourselves, being curious, being interested in what life has to bring. And if that leads us to doing a lot of different things, that is completely fine. Who tells us that we shouldn't do different things at the same time? It's that old concept, the old concept that comes from hundreds of years ago, that when people were maybe farmers and that's what they had to do because they were basically born into it, and the other people were the royals and the other people were the handyman or whatever, that is so ingrained still in our heads. But we live in the 21st century, and the 21st century has so many different opportunities to work, to make money, to show your interest, to learn new things, especially in the digital times. We have access to all information around the world, nonstop, around the clock. So why not use that for opening yourself up to all the different things that are waiting out there for you? And of course, there will always be people who don't like the way you live and maybe make yourself down for that, make you feel bad for that. But that's okay. You cannot please everyone in your life. The only person you need to please in your life is yourself. Because who are you living for? You're living for yourself. And it's about making yourself happy, not the people around you. People around you will maybe not care in 5 years anymore. Maybe you don't even know them anymore. If it's your parents, I'm sorry to say that, but at one point they will also pass away, and that's your parents. Their task was to give birth to you, bring you up in the best possible way, and then let you go. Let you go and not determine the way you live your life. The only person needing to take responsibility, full responsibility for what you do and for your life, is yourself. Only you can do it. Only you can create change. And you're doing it for yourself. Because if you don't live up to what you truly want to do, and if you don't follow your passions, whatever it is, you will be the one ending up unhealthy and maybe even being so bitter one day that you put your thoughts and your fears upon other people who live differently. So I just want to encourage everyone to live the way they want to live their life, and that I don't only mean that in terms of career or success, in terms of money or career, but also in your private life. If you would like to date 5 different partners at the same time, go for it. Why not do it? Only society keeps us in that mindset of we have to choose that one person that we spend the rest of our life with. If you would like to have an open relationship, go for it. If you don't want to have a relationship your whole life, that's okay. If you are asexual, that's completely fine. Just go follow whatever is right for you, because you're an individual and no one else from outside can tell you what to do. I mean, they can, but it won't work for you. So I want to encourage you to really dive deep into yourself. Maybe after this podcast, close your eyes for a few moments and really feel into your heart. Feel into your heart. What does your heart want? What do you imagine yourself like? What kind of relationship do you want to live? What kind of job do you want to do? How do you even imagine a regular day in your life? Because every single day matters, because in the end, our life is just an accumulation of all single days. So if you spend the day with stuff you don't like and in a way that you don't like, it will add up. And even if you think it's just a day, you can do it differently tomorrow or next week, you probably won't. And then in the end, you've lived all these one single days that you actually didn't like. And you will look back at your life and think, oh, damn, why did I not live differently? Why was there no change in my life? Because you didn't live every day like you wanted to. So just outlining how you see yourself in life and how you want to be, how you want to show up in life for yourself most over. And if it hurts other people around you, that is not your problem because it's your life. I don't mean that you have to hurt other people, but by living your life as you want, if other people are upset about that, that is not your problem. That is a problem of other people because it triggers them in whatever way. Because maybe they want to live the same life, but they don't have the courage. Because usually when we get triggered, when other people are triggered, it is never because of you. It's always because something in them is not aligned. So you shouldn't worry about other people being upset about what you do, because it is your life. And most importantly is to make yourself happy in your life. Because when you feel aligned with what you do and when you feel happy with who you are, then that automatically will spread and you will shine and you can be an inspiration for other people around you. And other people will see you as this and see you walking ahead with these different ideas and seeing how aligned you are with who you are and what you do in life and how you show up, that they maybe want to change something in their life. So it can be that really amazing and beautiful ripple effect of beautiful transformation. And I want to show up as a person like this here today for you and tell you that it is possible to live the way that you imagine it. I have an outline of my life in my journal that I keep on checking back on because I want to live every day like I imagine my life. And I want to show up as this person also for other people and be that inspiration by walking a path that is maybe not common and that maybe other people don't like. But honestly, I do not care. Not everyone can like me. That is okay. But there will be other people. And if it's just a few people that I can inspire with being different and doing what feels right for me and trusting my intuition and maybe starting something that seems strange to other people, that is okay. Because it's about our chance to live a fulfilled life and make an impact here on this world. So what do you want to make an impact with? How do you want to live every single day? Do you have maybe different interests that you're not following yet? Why are you not following them? Life is too short to not go for them. Think about it. Life is so incredibly short. Every day passes so quick. Why are you not doing today what you actually want to do? And if it's five different things at the same time, that is okay. You can do it. You can go for it because you're the only person telling yourself right now that you can't. It comes from the past. Yes, it comes from the past. But now you're a responsible person for yourself. So it's important to take on that responsibility for your life and create your dream life. So you guys, I hope you enjoyed this power talk here. And I'm really curious to know how you see your life, if you maybe have something that you live that is not fitting in the common scheme. So I would be so happy if you share your thoughts on Instagram with me at Leandra Haupt. And I really, as I said, would love to encourage you to sit down, take these few moments and dive into yourself and get clear on how you want to live your life and what interests you're maybe not following yet. Because life can be easy. You know, see life as a playground. Life can be so easy and so fun. So yeah, I hope you liked this episode. Please subscribe to my podcast and I'm so excited to share the new episodes with you in the next weeks with my new concept. And yeah, until then, I'm sending you so much love and see you hopefully next time.